It's hard to dream of the open road in Paris, but there are still a few believers. These bikers are planning their next escape from the city's traffic jams. Their loyalties are literally branded on their leather jackets, which bear the logo of the Harley-Davidson Owners Club of Bastille in eastern Paris.
Why Harley? Because Harley is more rock and roll, it's more vibration, and it's more freedom on the road than another brand.
Patrick Sarfati is the club's vice president. On a recent morning, the group of mostly middle-aged bikers is meeting to organize a ride to Prague. But for many here, the U.S. is the ultimate journey.
Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, Bryce Canyon. Vegas.
Daniel Baud ticks off the American landmarks he's visited on his Harley. Las Vegas, San Francisco, Monument Valley in Utah, to name a few. He and his wife have ridden America's famous Route 66, which links the U.S. heartland to coastal California.
We always meet Americans during our trips. They're really nice, very welcoming. It's a nice experience. I've talked to other Harley owners there, but our conversations are limited since I don't speak much English.
The French in general, they seem to have an overwhelming passion, enthusiasm and interest in American culture, whether it be music, food, vehicles, travel and exploration. And the Harley just kind of rolls up into that entire experience.
Richard Clairfond is co-director of the Harley Paris Bastille dealership. He's half French, half American, a good interpreter of both cultures.
We hear time and time again the dream of our clients to do the crossing of the United States on Route 66. And what better way to do that behind the handlebars of a Harley?
But dreams and politics sometimes clash. Harley motorbikes counted among a long list of U.S. products, including bourbon, orange juice, and peanut butter, facing European Union sanctions in retaliation for Trump administration tariffs against European steel and aluminum imports. Harley's decision to move some of its production overseas will help it avoid European tariffs that have zoomed from 6 to 31% for the bikes. For the Wisconsin manufacturer, the tariff hike might have translated into big losses. Europe is its most important market after the United States. Harley club members like Baud take the growing trade war in stride.
It's too bad. It's a dispute with President Trump, and we can't do anything about it.
European politicians believe they can. Meeting recently with Anglophone journalists, French Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire defended the EU's apparent decision to deliberately tax U.S. products from Republican states supporting President Donald Trump ahead of U.S. congressional elections in November.
We are trying to convince President Trump to rethink or change his decision. So it's legitimate that we use the means we have to make Mr. Trump understand that we don't accept his decision.
There have been other transatlantic spats targeting national icons. In 2003, American lawmakers served up freedom fries after France opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq and boycotted French cheeses like brie and camembert. Jean-Pierre Raffarin was French prime minister at the time.
Peut-être que c'est la chance de l'Europe que d'avoir Monsieur Trump.
I think maybe it's Europe's chance to have Mr. Trump, because it finds a new unity in this adversity, and maybe this will allow it to react strongly. But I hope things improve in the long term, because Americans and Europeans must remain very close.
At the Harley dealership, owners like Sarfati believe even trade disputes will not stop French fans from buying the brand.
Because the people have a passion of Harley. And the tax is the tax. We can do nothing.
Their bigger challenge for now is to escape the Paris traffic and find the open road. Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.